college flashbacks, Alyssa.
Oh, is that what that is?
That song always takes me back to the campus of Kent State. It's Throwback Thursday, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you with us. So generational warfare. It's gone on for as long as I've been alive. The boomers didn't like Gen X. Gen X had problems with the millennials. The millennials have problems with Gen Z. And Gen Z has problems with everyone. Is that basically how it goes?
Yeah. And then there's just Gen Alpha. And they're just skibbities.
I'm not even ready to talk about Gen Alpha yet.
They're just 6, 7 and all over the place.
This survey that I found, it's about Gen Z. When I read it, I'm like, is this a joke? Can this actually be real? But this survey, this is about Gen Z in the workforce, okay? And the challenges that they're facing in the workforce.
Okay.
73%. I can't believe what I'm saying. 73% of respondents say, this is Gen Z responding to this survey, say they have had a parent finish their work assignments for them. And over half have brought their parents to work with them.
Oh, wow.
Where in the world does this happen?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm a young millennial, so I'm kind of like on the cusp. I'm a couple of years off from being a Gen Z, but I would never do that. Either of those things.
So that's one survey. This is another survey. This one done by resume.org. About half of Gen Z got their parents to talk to their manager about a problem in the workplace.
What?
39% got a parent to ask their boss to cut down their workload.
Oh my gosh. Wait, these are like specific asks. People are actually having their parents go in and ask their manager for these things.
I've never heard of this.
That's crazy.
If this has happened, if you are a parent with a Gen Z child that you've had to...
If you had
to go talk to their boss, I would love to hear that story.
I mean, I think that my mom is the scariest woman on the planet. I have definitely pulled her in to assist many a times. But I haven't had her step in with work since I was like 16. My very first job, I had her call and quit for me because I was too afraid to do it. But
I think that's a little more acceptable. Under the age of 18, I think that's a little more acceptable, don't you?
As an actual like adult, bringing a parent into the office, I couldn't even imagine if I saw that.
And as you imagine, none of this is going over very well with employers.
No.
So let's talk about that. 216-474-0104. If you're Gen Z and you want to explain some of this, that would be good.
Yeah, there might be a very good reason behind it. And if there is, please let us know.
Or if you have experience working with Gen Z, if you're having some of these same frustrations, let us know. 216-474-0104. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Someone texts in, I believe this person is Gen Z, just based on what they texted. Dude. I can't even imagine asking my mom or dad for help with anything work-related. When I worked at AutoZone, I would ask my dad for auto advice or info like that, but never work help. Would never ask them to step in and talk to an employer for me.
It sounds like a millennial saying dude. I also think if they were Gen Z, they'd say chat. So
I still get dude a lot.
Do you still?
Yeah.
I just use dude a lot in my... I've actually gotten in trouble for using dude with my family.
Oh, really?
They think it's offensive, and I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I'm so sorry.
Will calls me dude or boss sometimes.
Oh, boss. That's fun.
Michelle in Parma, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So have you had an opportunity to work with Gen Z?
I have, and it's definitely an experience.
A good experience? No?
I'm in retail.
Uh-huh.
And first and foremost, they're always on their phones, to be expected, you know. But it blows my mind that they even bring their phones out on the floor with them. Like, you'll be in the middle of training them, for example, and they'll just be like, hold up, I got a notification. And I'm like, so? You're at work right now.
We're yeah, that's
training.
Bizarre.
What do you mean? Like, I understand that they grew up with technology more so than us. I'm a millennial, so I get it. But I also think that there's like a huge lack of respect when it comes to using their phones or technology. And like, they want flexibility, but only for them. They'll text the group chat, hey, can anyone cover my shift tonight? I just really need some self-care time.
Oh, self-care time.
Right. Meanwhile, when you ask them to stay 10 extra minutes, suddenly they've got a hard boundary and have to leave for their dog's birthday party.
See, that's the problem. You can't be honest and like upfront about why you don't want to go to work. You need to say like, I'm sick. Like, come on.
I mean, yeah, I guess I would rather have them lie.
What do you chalk this up to? Is this just being oblivious, being naive to how the world works? Is this entitlement? What do you think it is?
Yes, entitlement. I had one kid tell me the other day, I really think I should be running this place by now. He's been there for 3 weeks. Three.
He sounds like a go-getter.
3 weeks.
He doesn't even know where to keep the paper towels or like where we find them in the break room. Like, he doesn't even know anything yet. He's basically still training. And he's like, I should be running this. Their definition of working hard, this is my favorite. They'll say, I'm so exhausted. I've been grinding all day. And I'm like, what do you mean? You stood behind the counter for 4 hours, ate half a muffin, and then made a TikTok about it.
That's tiring. That's a long day's work right there.
Oh, I don't want to bash Gen Z like this. This sounds bad.
Yeah. I mean, okay, we hired you to fold clothes and, you know, count the money in the register. You know, this is not the time to be just having your snack on the floor.
Is this really how it is, Alyssa? Because I feel like we're generalizing here. I hate to throw everybody into one basket, but these generational feuds.
I think there's definitely like some heavy generational feuds going down right now, especially between millennials and Gen Z. I'm not really sure how we got here, but like, I think just all the years of coming after us about our skinny jeans and ankle socks, I think millennials have just had enough.
Well, to be fair, to give everyone equal time, if Gen Z wants to sound off on any of the other generations, I'm fine with that. Although they'll probably just text into the show. They probably won't call.
It's so funny that you just said that, though, about the ankle socks and the skinny jeans, because that's what I wear.
Michelle, thank you for calling in to share all of this. It's very enlightening for me.
Thank you, guys.
We don't have a lot of Gen Z around here. We're not allowed to have interns or anything like that, so we're not working with a lot of Gen Z in this building, are we?
Yeah, so it's just us trying to be hip with the kids.
Gotcha, gotcha. No, you guys helped me. I got to vent, and I feel better.
Benson Boone, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we still have some more time here. We're talking about Gen Z, I mean, generically. Michelle and Parma just called up and didn't have many nice things to say about being in charge of Gen Z employees. Sarah and Lorraine, did you want to respond to that?
I did. I 100% agree with her. I will say that when you said you felt bad, like you didn't want to put them all into a box,
yeah,
I would say maybe 10% of them you could not put in a box, at least as far as my experience is. Now, I don't manage them, but I have worked with them. And I don't know if it's just a genetic something that has happened, but their work ethic is zero. They are constantly on their phones. They don't understand the meaning of hard work, the value of a dollar. Everything has been handed to them. And what kills me is a lot of them come from millennials, which I'm a millennial. I was born in the 80s, like elder millennial, not like the newer millennials that people used to.
Oh, no, they're coming
about.
For us, too.
They are.
Yeah.
But it's like us as millennials, you would think we would raise our children better. But what I think is that we had, you know, quote, hard life growing up or whatever, and we've been working since we were 13, so maybe we want to give our kids everything we didn't have, but unfortunately it has given them a zero work reputation. And some of the things that come out of their mouth or their slang or their own language, I'm just like, how are you functioning in life? Like, you couldn't even take care of yourself. Like, the whole bringing your mommy and daddy to your interview or calling off for, you know, whatever, it's just insane.
I'm hoping these are just the extreme examples that we're hearing about. Like, I believe that a work ethic can be developed.
Yes.
I think that
you okay. I'm sorry. I'm a realist, and I don't know. Like, so, I used to work three jobs, 60 hours a week at 20-something years old.
Yep.
Scrubbing toilets, working in a restaurant. I worked with animals. I did a little bit of everything. And I was tired, but that was how I was raised, is hard work. You balance your checkbook, which they don't even know what is. They don't know how to write cursive. They don't do it. Like, I just look at them as completely helpless. And if the world were to die because of zombies or whatever, the apocalypse, we're screwed.
Okay, that's a...
I feel like we need to have like another round of good vibes for the day.
Positive thoughts there from Sarah. Well, it's not like we can give up on them. We can't give up on Gen Z. We have to keep trying, right? I mean, it's our responsibility. I've got a Gen Z and a Gen Alpha. It's my responsibility to point them in the right direction and to fill in these gaps of things they don't know.
Yeah.
They'll get
there.
We're
allowed to have complaints about it along the way.
Gen Z is still getting beef on the text. Gen Z isn't awake yet.
True, though. So true.
That's not true, because Marion Menner's on the line. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I was just on my way to class listening in, and I felt like I was obligated to call in on behalf of Gen Z. I felt kind of bad.
No, on behalf of her generation.
Damn. Wait, who do you feel bad for?
I feel bad for Gen Z. And honestly, though, I just felt like I had to come in here and say that I think a good perspective is that we can't categorize everybody for one group, you know?
I agree.
I'm on my way to class, and then I'm clocking into my job after, so I'm working hard today.
No, I agree with you. I don't like it when we have these discussions sometimes, because I don't like to just put people in a box when it doesn't actually fit them, you know, when it doesn't fit their personality. Also, the problem with having these discussions is the older generations call into the show. The Gen Z, I think Gen Z just texts.
You are the only Gen Zer to call us.
Yeah, I figured. Well, I heard someone say that the Gen Zers are just going to text, and I'm like, no, not me. Not today.
Exactly. That's what we want more of. We want more Gen Z. I always say, I'm like, I love Gen Z. I just want to understand you guys.
Right.
Like,
and you just stare at me.
Why do you just stare? Like, I just want to talk.
Oh my gosh, the Gen Z stare. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. That can be a little concerning for sure, but I'm here to call in for my people.
Mary, have a great day at school today. Thank you so much for listening and for calling us.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, Friday morning. Did you see what happened to Lil Nas X?
Yeah, what is going on with him? Bryce showed me the video yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that this is what's been going on.
So Lil Nas X was hospitalized for a possible overdose yesterday. The Los Angeles Police Department have confirmed, this is all the police department would say, that a naked man was found walking down Ventura Boulevard in the early morning hours, so this would be early Thursday. But they did not confirm that it was Lil Nas X. TMZ is the one who outed Lil Nas X.
They broke the news.
Yeah, they had video.
To be fair, he was not naked. I wouldn't say naked. He had on cowboy boots, and he had on some undies. So he wasn't completely naked.
It's really typical. It's like a typical outfit for Lil Nas X. Like, it might not be anything unusual for him. Isn't that what he usually sports, walking around?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, watching the video, the main thing that Bryce and I kept going back to, you can tell it's the middle of the night. You can tell it's almost getting to sunrise in some of the videos. But the fact that there is no one out on the road is crazy. On Ventura Boulevard, you can even if you don't know where that is, you can tell it's like a busy area, even just from the videos, but there's no one around.
Here's some audio from the TMZ video of Lil Nas X.
Give my good side. Ha, ha, ha. Every side. Ha, boom, boom. Yes. Ha, boom, cat, ha, boom, boom, ha,
what did he say? Get my good side?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
As someone who grew up with the Leave Britney Alone, by no means am I going to go after Lil Nas X at all? I just hope, first of all, that video, I will say it did make me smile. And I was like, yes, queen, slay, good side, yes. But I also hope he's getting the help that he needs.
Yeah, here's the bad part. When the police department confronted him, he rushed at officers. He punched one of them in the face twice.
Ooh.
And so he's under arrest for battery on a police officer. You know what's bad about this is just 2 days ago on his Instagram, he announced that he has new music coming out.
Yeah, I've been bumping some of his new music like all summer. I just didn't know what he had been up to in his spare time, but apparently it's this, and hopefully he's in a safe spot now, getting whatever help he needs.
All right, good vibes. We've got that coming up this morning, 216-474-0104, if you want to share your good vibe on this Friday morning. Let's go to North Royalton. We're going to get a good vibe this morning from Oscar, hopefully. Oscar, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Please share with us your good vibe.
Yeah, I've got a cool one. I have a neighbor. He's actually in a wheelchair, and I saw him this morning, and I asked how he was, and he said, I woke up, I'm breathing, I've got no complaints, and I thought, that's a good vibe.
Well, I'm glad you elaborated, because I wasn't sure where you were going there in a second. It's like, hey, Oscar, what's your good vibe? Well, my neighbor's in a wheelchair.
But he's
stops.
Got the right
period.
Attitude, is what I'm saying. He's got the right
he's
attitude.
He's got the right
he's
attitude.
In a good mood.
Looking on the bright side, and we love that.
Well, well, Oscar, I'm glad that you're...
I'm so sorry. I really didn't think that you were going to stop at the wheelchair.
Like, Oscar, you understand the point of good vibes, right? You understand what you understand what we're doing here.
It's his perspective.
Right. No, you're right.
He's got such a good outlook. What do I have to complain about, you know?
I hope that he does. No, I'm glad you found some inspiration from that, Oscar. Thank you for sharing your good vibe this morning.
Thank you, guys.
You've got Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Yesterday after the show, Alyssa was leaving the building, and she takes her little path through the Halley building, down through the basement to get to the parking garage, and she sees me in the workout room, takes a picture, and she posted it on Instagram yesterday.
I did. He looked so happy doing his little 12-3-30 workout.
It's not a bad workout. You can see that pic at the Q Morning Show. All of our videos and everything else is at the Q Morning Show. I've been doing this workout for, this will be day 5 coming up today.
5 consecutive days in a row now you've been doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it as often as I can because it's not a difficult workout. If you missed it, we were talking about it earlier in the week. The 12-3-30 workout is a treadmill workout where you walk at a 12% incline at 3 miles per hour for 30 minutes. And it's working out for him. Well. Yeah, it's working well. I don't know if I have any results that I can share with you yet. I weighed myself yesterday. I didn't see any difference.
Yeah, let's give it some time for the progress, but getting in the habit, that's the first thing to do.
So my wife, Paula, at her work, she's fairly anonymous, meaning that not many people, I would say the majority of people that she works with, they don't know what I do for a living.
Okay.
And she prefers it that way. But there are a few people that either in conversation, she's been forced to mention what I do or whatever the case may be. And so there's some people in her office that know what I do and they listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told me yesterday, someone came up to her and said, hey, can you tell me about that 12-3-30 workout that your husband's doing? And Paula's like, what?
The what?
And he's like, the workout that he does after work every day, the 12-3-30 workout, what's he doing? And Paul, who doesn't listen to the show.
I was going to say, so this guy obviously was listening the other day when you were talking about it.
And he wanted more information, so instead of...
Yeah, but Paula doesn't listen. Our spouses don't listen to this show.
And she doesn't care either. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's giving her a hard time. Well, how do you not know what workout your husband's doing? And she's like... I don't know.
I don't know what he does.
I don't know what he does after work.
It's none of my business, okay? That's his time.
And she was telling me about that last night. And I was laughing. And I was like, do you think people at your work believe that our marriage is in trouble? Because they come up to you asking about what I'm doing after work, and you get all agitated, and you're like, I don't know what he does.
I don't know. Why would you ask me that?
Work?
They probably think you sleep in different beds.
Our marriage is on the rocks. No. I'm like, Paula, how do you not know about my workout? Are we growing apart? Is that what's happening?
I dare you to ask her that.
I did ask her that.
You did?
I said, are we just becoming roommates now?
What'd she do? Tell you to shut up?
We don't know what we're doing. We're just living in the same house. All right. Red Flag Friday. So this is not a marriage that we're talking about. We're talking about new relationships when we're talking about Red Flag Friday. And Allison is going to join us to talk about her red flag because she really likes this guy, but there's a red flag. We'll talk about it coming up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. Joined right now by Allison in Tremont. So Red Flag Friday, the relationship is so new and you're so excited about it. And you're thinking about this person all the time. And maybe you go out on a couple of dates or whatever the case may be. And then you realize, uh-oh. Red flag. This might ruin everything. Allison, tell us what's going on. What's the red flag that you've noticed?
Okay. So I don't know if it's like that big of a red flag. Like we've been going out for a few weeks, you know, we've only gone on like 3 dates so far.
Okay.
And, like, you know, we matched on Hinge and I honestly immediately swiped right on him because like physically he is my dream man.
Physically, he's your dream man.
He looks like a snack, but he...
I love it.
Wait, describe that for me, though. Are you able to describe that?
A snack?
A snack?
What does this specimen look like in real life?
Oh, I mean, he is real tall. He's, like, built. Like, he looks like he could just, like, pick me up and throw me over his shoulder. You know, like just everything I envisioned and, like... who would be the perfect man.
So that's what the ladies are into these days.
This lady. I can't speak for all the ladies.
So what's the red flag then?
It's his personality that I am struggling with a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to you guys like all the time, and there are definitely weeks where I'm like, girl, that is obviously a red flag, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, at least I think they're obvious, but like this one has me a little like stumped because like, there's nothing horribly wrong with the guy. He's just kind of got the personality of, like, a piece of white bread.
Mm. I know exactly what you're talking about, unfortunately.
It's just, like, I really struggle to, like, keep a conversation flowing in person. But, you know, like, he sends me, like, sweet texts throughout the day. And, like, he seems interested in me, like, when we're, like, texting. But, like, if I ask him a question... And he, like, answers. He doesn't, like, ask anything back, and he doesn't, like, elaborate or anything. Like I asked him about his hobbies, and he said his only hobby is traveling. He didn't elaborate on it. And also, like, traveling isn't a hobby.
I was going to say, that's not even a hobby.
It's not a hobby.
That's just something you like to do.
Yeah. And like, on our first date, like, I asked him, like, what kind of music he likes. And he's like, you know, like, whatever Spotify puts on. And I'm like, okay, but, like, is there a band? Are there, like, artists? And he's like, I don't really pay attention. It's like, oh, my, like, give me something. Like,
yeah.
Like, there has to be something you're interested in. And, yeah, so it's like he's not doing anything, like, wrong, per se. It just it feels like I'm talking to a wall half the time. And it's like, do I even bother?
Yeah.
So the way that Allison described it, Alyssa, would you find that to be a red flag? For the relationship.
Major.
Really?
Major. Yeah.
I don't find it that big of a deal right now.
Really?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and I have to ask you this.
Okay.
Have you had any sleepovers yet?
I mean, no sleepovers.
Okay, so you don't know how that part is. I mean, so right now he's good to look at.
Right.
But you want to take it further with him, though, right?
I mean...
is it even worth it, though, if he's that boring?
Yeah, I'm saying right now, treat yourself.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
She's trying to find love, okay, a relationship.
You can do that later.
Like, I'm not just looking for, like, a piece of chocolate cake, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm not just, like, looking to indulge for a moment. Like, I was like, you know, a whole meal.
I don't see anything wrong with having some chocolate cake for a couple more months. Spend some more time with him. Maybe he's just nervous around you. Maybe he'll open up. What have you got to lose?
Or maybe she'll waste her time.
Yeah, my time, my energy. Like, what if I could be pouring into somebody who is, you know, actually compatible with me in every way and not just for dessert?
Fine. Keep looking then. Have your cake, but keep looking too.
That's keep looking for a better meal.
I mean, if you find someone that you find that physically attractive...
I don't think that's good advice, but sure.
Live a little. Treat yourself. That's my advice. 216-474-0104. Alyssa obviously disagrees.
I do. This sounds like a nightmare. Trying to pull teeth. Getting this guy to just talk and say words. I've been in this situation. It's not fun.
216-474-0104. What should Allison do? Red Flag Friday, next, the Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show, Red Flag Friday. It's Bill and Alyssa. Allison joined us a few minutes ago to tell us about her red flag. What exactly is Allison struggling with right now?
This guy's personality, or I guess lack thereof, probably is a better way of putting it. He's just really not giving her much to work with. She feels like the conversations are falling flat, and she doesn't really know if it's worth continuing.
I'm not buying it. I think they can work this out. Danny in Bay Village joining us. Danny, is this a red flag?
Not necessarily. I teach social skills at a middle school, and conversation skills aren't something that, like, you just have. It's something that you learn through, you know, having conversations and modeling throughout your life. So he might just not have any conversation skills. So if she's willing to work on conversation skills with him and put up with it, then not a red flag. But if she just does not want to put in that effort, then yes, red flag.
Is there anything that Allison can do that you would suggest maybe to try to get him to loosen up and be a little chattier?
I mean, I would just say if he's not giving her back questions, just keep asking those open-ended follow-up questions. Like, don't give him a question that he can answer with a yes or a no. Mm. Make sure all the questions have to be answered with a sentence.
Okay. That's good advice.
Practice makes perfect. I think I'm going to use a sports analogy here. Okay. Let's say that, this guy plays football. He's got a beautiful body. That's not how football people evaluate football players.
No, I didn't think so, but
all right,
we'll just go with it for
this
now.
This analogy is not working. Yeah. But let's say a coach looked at the football player and said, he's got a great body.
That would never happen, but anyways, continue.
He's got a beautiful body, but he can't throw the ball. So we've got to work with it. We've got to coach him. We've got to work on his footwork and his throwing motion.
He wouldn't make the team.
We can work with him.
Oh my God.
Like he's so athletic and he's so physical. I just don't think, why would you want to pass that up if you're
Allison? Is that what the Browns keep doing? Is that why our seasons keep going the way that they are? Because they're like, well, he's got a great body.
It sounds like this guy has a good heart. And I don't think that you can overlook that.
I don't even know if he has a good heart. We don't even know what kind of music he likes.
She said that he checks in with her. He texts her nice things. She did say that,
but it's just a text.
I don't want you to give up, Allison. Let us know what you do.
But hopeless romantic over there.
But please stick it out with this guy. 216-474-0104. If there's anything further, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. If you've had kids going back to school this week, I hope that has gone well for you. I did check in with Will last night. He's my 14-year-old. Starting his freshman year in high school. And he said something to me that I found surprising. He said, because I asked him, I said, any problems with your locker, finding your locker or anything like that? He's like, I'm not using a locker. Like, what are you talking about? They didn't give you a locker? And he said, yeah, they gave me a locker. And I said, do you know the combination? He's like, yeah.
He just doesn't want to use it?
He's like, I'm not going to use it. I don't have that many books. I can fit it all in my, I say book bag. I don't know. That's a Northeast Ohio thing.
I still say book bag.
Do you say book bag?
I do.
The kids say backpack.
Oh, okay. Well, same thing.
So he's like, I can carry everything around in my backpack. I don't need a locker. I'm like, so you're not going to use your locker. It's just going to remain empty all semester.
I actually wanted to ask you this. Do they even use textbooks anymore?
Not that many.
Like, or is it all just like online stuff?
I've seen one textbook so far, and I think that the majority of it is online.
Okay. So, I mean, that makes sense. I don't think I would have used a locker if I didn't have books either.
So there's no locker. I said, well, at least put some snacks in there or something, you know?
Oh, that's such a shame, though, because I always used to have so much fun decorating my locker.
Yeah, me too.
Did you? Did
sure.
you really?
Yeah. I just had this memory just pop into my head when you said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you like decorate it like every year, or would you decorate it just for like birthdays and stuff?
No, I just had like, I remember I had a mirror in there.
Yep. I had a mirror, some fun little magnets.
And I had a picture of Olympic swimmer Summer Sanders.
Who? Yeah.
Google that.
What?
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. We're going to play a few more times this morning before we get to the weekend.
Oh, that's Summer Sanders. Got it.
Yeah, she was popular back then. Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 10 minutes. Hang on. Rachel in Lorraine is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. The rules, if you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play, Rachel?
Yes, I am.
Let's go. This legendary band that's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has featured members like Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac.
Question 2. What is the name of the bar where Peter Griffin and friends hang out on Family Guy?
The Clam.
Question 3. The character Neville Longbottom appears in what movie or book series?
You are killing me today.
Any guess?
No.
All right. Let's see how you do with these last two. This fruit is the most bought and consumed in the world.
Strawberry?
Final question. What kind of spider is the biggest in the world?
The tarantula?
All right, let's get Alyssa back into the studio here, Rachel. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Rachel, I know you got some kids in the back seat there, and they want to say hi. We'll wait till Alyssa is back in the studio before we do that. Is everybody back in school?
Yeah, we've been back in school for 2 weeks now.
Where do you go to school?
They go to a charter school in Lorraine.
And who do you have back there?
I have my kids, Delilah and Mason.
Hi.
Oh, hello, you guys.
Rachel in Lorraine. It was a rough one today. She went 2 for 5.
Okay. All right.
So, Alyssa, you need 2 to tie and 3 to win today. Here we go. This legendary band that's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has featured members like Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac.
What is the name of the bar where Peter Griffin and friends hang out on Family Guy?
Oh, the Clam.
I can't accept it. It's the Drunken Clam. You guys are so close.
Oh, my God. They always call it the Clam.
Do they?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give everybody a point then for that. I'll give you a point, Alyssa, and Rachel gets a point. So now Rachel has 3.
Yeah, we obviously know what we're talking about.
Okay. All right. You've convinced me. You talked me into it. All right. Question 3. The character Neville Longbottom appears in what movie/book series?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is correct.
Oh, I knew that.
All right. So that's 3 for Alyssa. So she does get the tie today. Final 2 questions. This fruit is the most bought and consumed in the world.
Avocado?
Bananas.
Oh.
That was going to be what I was going to say.
Final question. What kind of spider is the biggest in the world?
A tarantula?
Is correct.
Yes.
Rachel's right. So Alyssa gets 4 today. Rachel has 3. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Womp womp.
Good game.
However, Rachel, we enjoyed having you. We love meeting your kids. Have a great school year. And we do have some tickets to the Cleveland Taco Fest for you.
Yay! I love tacos. My name is Rachel, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're going to try something new this morning. And the boss, actually the boss is the one who came up with this idea in our meeting last week.
Oh, yeah.
The boss had this suggestion, and I wholeheartedly endorse this. It's called Free Plug Friday. So here's the concept. What do you want to plug for this weekend or next week?
Is there an event going on that you're excited about? Is there a place that you're going with your friends, the family, that you're so stoked on? We want to know about it.
Could be a business, could be a side hustle that you have going on. Maybe you just want to give someone a shout out. It doesn't really matter. Free Plug Friday, 216-474-0104. We'll give you the floor. Next, Sabrina. Oh my gosh, this might be a hit. This might be something that actually sticks.
I know, the phone's lit up.
Free Plug Friday, the Q Morning Show. If it works, we'll do this every Friday at this time. Let's start with Michaela in Akron. Michaela, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to plug this morning?
I would like to plug Urbane Vodka. You can get it at Giant Eagle and some local liquor stores. We are trying to expand the brand.
You're saying Urbane? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
U-R-B-A-N-E?
Yes.
Urbane Vodka. Now, what's your connection to Urbane Vodka?
That is my boyfriend's mom's company. She created it herself.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm looking at the Instagram right now. These bottles look so pretty.
Yes, it's great. Highly recommend.
Getting some points with the boyfriend's mom. This is going to make you look good. All right. Thank you, Michaela. Urbane Vodka. Ashley's in Brecksville. Ashley, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Free Plug Friday. What do you want to plug?
I am plugging the Nest School in Brecksville. We have an open house event August 29th. It's Fiesta. We're going to have a taco bar, a bunch of fun stuff for the kids. We're a daycare center who offers infant care all the way up to pre-K masters for kindergarten readiness.
One more time, the name of the school in Brecksville.
The Nest School, N-E-S-T.
Okay.
And the Nest in Brecksville.
If we found you online, can we find you online?
Oh, yeah, you can find us. Right on Facebook, Google, anything.
All right. Very good. If you're looking for childcare in Brecksville.
All right. The Nest. We got anybody else?
Yeah, we do. Let's see. Stephanie in Chagrin Falls. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Free Plug Friday. The floor is yours, Stephanie. What do you want to plug?
All right. Well, so I was listening to your show the other morning, and you were talking about ice cream trucks. And I thought, well, this is a great way to plug my children's business, which is an ice cream truck. They're called Fast and Frosty. They developed it as a kind of a school project to kind of create their own business that they would have some flexibility and control. And now they're kind of cruising the streets in the suburbs and doing events and selling
ice cream. What? How cool. And these are your kids.
These are my kids, yes.
How old are these entrepreneur children of yours?
Yeah, so my oldest is 20, and then he started at 18. So when they started the business, he was 18. But so they're currently 20, 18, 15, and 13.
Wow, it's a family biz already.
It's a family biz. And well, what was funny to me was that you guys were talking about the ice cream truck and kind of the creepy ice cream guy. And we were sitting around the family table, and when we were developing the ideas for the business, my thing was like, you cannot make this a creepy ice cream truck.
Yeah.
I was like, you cannot drive the beat up white van.
No.
So what do they drive?
So they did end up buying a beat-up van, which they had someone convert.
Yeah.
But they bought a fancy wrap. They developed a design. And it's actually a very cute ice cream truck.
Aww. Okay.
Which you can actually see on their website, which is fastandfrosty.com.
One more time, because I want to make sure that we get it. The website again?
So it's fastandfrosty.com.
Fastandfrosty.com.
That's right. Yep, yep, yep. And they also are on Instagram.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me.
I like it. I like Free Plug Friday.
I know. This is fun. I just wrote down all of those. And I'm going to be posting a story with links to their pages on our Instagram.
Look at you going the extra mile.
I know, at the Q Morning Show. So we'll have them all in one place if you want to check out Fast and Frosty, the Nest, the vodka. We got it all.
All right, we'll do it again next week. As long as you keep calling, we'll keep doing it. Free Plug Friday on the Q Morning Show. Good to have you with us. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Aaron in Brunswick, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on, Aaron?
I was just calling to see if Alyssa, and I guess obviously you too, Bill, are invited, are going to come to the Brunswick Blue Devils' first home football game tonight.
Yeah, are you going, Alyssa?
Okay, see, now this changes things because you just said I'm invited. But that was going to be my response is I can't go. Well, that's an adult.
That's your alma mater, correct?
It is, but what? Something about it, for some reason, because I don't have any kids, it feels weird going unless it's the Strongsville game, because that's a big rivalry. And that feels like a free throw.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you, it's not weird at all, because there's so many just Brunswick adults who I know, I see them there, and I know they don't have kids in school, and I know they're just like locals, all come to the games. So it's not weird at all. It's just showing your Brunswick pride, and I think it'd be great if you came sometimes. And even though I don't even know who we're playing tonight, I can't remember.
But it doesn't matter.
I try to go to the home games because my kids like to go, and we make a big family thing. Of course, they don't sit with me. But
oh, no. No, they're in the student section.
Why don't you go sometime, Alyssa?
I used to love going to Brunswick football games, and sure. I haven't been back since the stadium got the upgrade years ago. But these were like, I mean, that was my favorite thing about school being back in session was Friday night football. I loved it.
Yeah, it definitely helps to ease the pain of school being back in session for my kids because they have the football games to look forward to. So definitely show up. We'd love to have you.
If Brunswick, maybe Brunswick should invite you, Alyssa, and there should be like a whole thing.
No, that's too much pressure. I don't want all that. I definitely don't want all that. I just want to sing my little fight song.
Like a big scoreboard, picture, and your name.
You could lead out all of the high school students during homecoming?
Absolutely not. So every
hi, everyone, I'm Alyssa, I'm home.
Every homecoming game,
they can run through that inflatable Blue Devil and you can make a big thing about him.
I held that thing up. And every homecoming game they do, like they'll bring back cheerleaders, alumni cheerleaders to cheer.
Yeah.
And I won't even do that.
Oh, come on.
I don't even want to do that. I can't.
Put
I'm
on
not
the outfit
it.
Again?
No! Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for inviting me too, but I'm going to Rocky River tonight. I'll be there.
Oh, well, you have fun doing that. Yeah.
And thank you for making me feel less weird about being an adult who kind of does miss high school football. It's just a vibe. Like, I don't watch the game. It's just fun.
Yeah, I'm just going. Well, I'm going for two different reasons. Well, Will's going, who's now a freshman, and he informed me that he will be going to all of the games since he's officially a freshman now. But I need to go to listen because I'm PA announcing now as a substitute PA announcer for various schools, and I'm going to do some football games coming up.
So he's doing some research.
Yeah,
he's studying.
I really want to go just to listen to the PA announcer because I have to do that. Anyway, we need to completely switch gears here. And I love this for a Friday.
Fridays are always so random around here. I don't know what happens.
It's my favorite show because it is so random. It just careens in so many different directions. And
right?
I love it. And I'm sure that our employers don't necessarily love it, but I just love it. We're going to get into, I think, one of the dumbest arguments that we've ever gotten into. And this is because we were in a meeting the other day, and there was someone attending the meeting who works here at Q104, but also has a part-time job at a retail store. And I probably shouldn't say, is there only one of them?
No.
I don't know.
There's multiple.
All right. Here's what we were talking about. And this is not the store that they work at. But we were talking about the clothing store, Aeropostale.
Oh, my God.
Which is...
My blood is boiling, even just from you saying it once. You're saying it so wrong.
When I was in college, Aeropostale was like one of my go-tos. I would buy almost all my clothing from Aeropostale.
Stop saying it.
What am I saying incorrectly?
Aeropostale. You're putting all the emphasis in the wrong places.
How do you say it?
Aeropostale.
Nobody says Aeropostale. I've never heard that.
Aeropostale.
I used to shop there, like in
so
the 90s. No one ever said Aeropostale.
And I've shopped there more recently, in like the early 2000s. So I think I win.
So we asked our coworker friend, how do you say it? And this we recorded her. This is what she said.
Aeropostale.
Yes.
Aeropostale.
That's what you're saying, right? Aeropostale?
Yes. Aeropostale.
It's Aeropostale.
It's never been Aeropostale.
216-474-0104. I told you, this might be the dumbest argument we've ever had.
Next thing you're going to say is that it's pronounced Chipotle.
No, I would not do that. How do you pronounce it? Next, the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. How do you correctly pronounce the name of this popular clothing store, which has been around since 1987. I used to shop there when I was in college. I don't shop there anymore. Can you imagine? You can't see me wearing those clothes anymore, right?
No.
Like, it's not allowed.
I couldn't imagine you walking into that store trying to look for something to wear.
But the store is called Aeropostale.
No, it's not! I can't wait for more people to yell at you.
Samantha in Independence, what is it?
It's Aeropostale.
Thank you.
No one's ever corrected me on this before, ever.
I don't know how you have just walked through this life for this long,
and no one has
corrected you on how to say Aeropostale.
30 years now, Rachel and Lorraine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Aeropostale.
No. Aeropostale, but honestly, you guys are doing way too much. It's Arrow. Call it what it is.
Yeah, just shorten it up to Arrow.
Who's doing that?
They do that.
Someone who doesn't know how to pronounce Aeropostale.
Probably. But no, they have that on like a lot of their clothes, just like the A-E-R-O. So you could just shorten it up if you want to just play it safe.
All right, three calls says it all. Laura in North Royalton, good morning.
Good morning.
When was the last time that you've shopped at an Aeropostale?
About last week.
You were at Aeropostale last week?
Yes, I was.
And is that how you pronounce it?
Aeropostale.
Thank you! Yeah, she was not at Aeropostale. She was at Aeropostale. Okay? I've never seen someone who talks for a living have such difficulty with certain words.
I never had the Aeropostale endorsement, I guess.
I can't hear it anymore.
All right, well, let me try to get it right.
You say it one more time, my ears are going to bleed.
Aeropostale.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'll take the loss on this. I just can't believe no one's ever brought this up to me before.
Now, can you say raccoon correctly, please?
Oh, it's still raccoon.
No!
You've got the Q Morning Show. Billie Eilish. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. I was really surprised to see this because yesterday I remember writing this down. I read where Lil Nas X was going to be releasing new music soon.
And I saw that too.
I wrote it down. We never talked about it yesterday. We never had a chance to get to it. And then this morning I'm like, what? Did that really happen? Lil Nas X was hospitalized and placed under arrest yesterday. So this would have been early Thursday morning in Los Angeles. The police department, they didn't confirm this. The LAPD did not confirm this. TMZ is the one who reported that it was Lil Nas X. But it was a naked man early Thursday morning walking down Ventura Boulevard. And he was only wearing underwear and cowboy boots. And TMZ had the video for that. And in the video, Lil Nas X, did he seem okay? Or did he seem like he was just in a good mood, having a good time?
It seems like he's having a good time, maybe with the assistance of some substances.
Here's some here's some audio of that TMZ video.
Get my good side. Ha, ha, ha. Every side. Ha. Boom, boom. Yes. Ha. Boom, cow, cow. Ha. Boom, boom. Ha.
He said, get my good side. That's every side.
Honestly, that sounds like me in the bar bathroom mirror after one too many beerios.
So the police probably were not thrilled with his outfit. And then what's really bad is that he rushed at officers and punched one in the face twice.
Oof.
You can't do that. And he was placed under arrest for battery on a police officer and then hospitalized for the suspected drug overdose.
Well, I hope that he's getting the help that he needs. Hope that he's doing okay.
I hope so, too. All right, Maroon 5 tickets. We have Maroon 5 tickets coming up after 9 this morning, and we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time. We need someone to play in about 10 minutes. Paul in Elyria is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bill.
I have your 5 questions. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Paul, are you ready?
Okie doke.
Here's question one. One of the biggest hit songs from the Eagles, who are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is about a hotel located where?
California.
Question two. What character from Friends has the last name of Bing?
Chandler.
Number three. How many continents do we have on this earth?
7.
What Disney film features the Cheshire Cat?
Alice in Wonderland.
Final question. Consommé is a type of what?
Soup.
Yeah, Alyssa's in trouble. Alyssa's in big trouble. Let's get her back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? You're in trouble.
Why?
In fact, I don't even know if you want to play.
What?
Paul and Elyria got all 5.
Oh.
Like, I think you should just give up right now.
Oh, that's not how I wanted to end the week.
PhD.
Like, if you want to just if you just want to give the prize to Paul, we'll move on.
No! Give me my questions.
I don't think you have a shot to get all 5.
She might get a tie.
I don't think so. I think she's going to miss at least 2 of these.
Really?
Well, let's just see.
Here we go. Question one. One of the biggest hit songs from the Eagles, who are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is about a hotel located where?
In California.
What character from Friends has the last name of Bing?
Chandler.
How many continents do we have on this earth?
7.
Question 4. What Disney film features the Cheshire Cat?
Alice in Wonderland.
Final question. Will she actually go 5 for 5 and tie Paul? Consommé is a type of what?
It's like a pureed like meat almost.
Sorry. Consommé is not pureed meat. Consommé is a clear soup or a broth.
Oh!
It is usually made from beef, chicken, or vegetables. But
I was thinking of a pate.
Oh, my God.
Dang it.
Well, Paul, I knew it. I knew you had it today.
You were right. I thought she would get it.
You got me this time, Paul.
All right, Paul, we're going to hook you up with some tickets to the Cleveland Taco Fest.
Cool. My name is Paul, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.